What's the favourite question all storytellers would love to be asked? I'll tell you, I've just been asked it. McCulgan, bless his heart, has just publicly asked me a question about the origin of the princess story. And he's actually...
The two last chapters on the princess story.
There's one more chapter not yet up there. The very last chapter isn't yet up. Do you think I should put it up today?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll put it up today. The interruption was from my partner, my daughter, Omani Dot. She's sitting in the back of the car and she's happily doing homework on our way home from a riding lesson. Now, McCulgan has asked, where did the princess story come from? And he's also, and please listen to him, because he has asked the question in a particularly engaging way, in a way that in which he has revealed stuff about himself. He's actually said, in essence, that while he was listening to the story, he thought one thing, and then it suddenly dawned on him that it might be another thing.
Dad?
Yes?
I'm sweating.
Okay, I'll open the window. The princess story is like this all the time. It wouldn't exist without my daughter. It would never have come into existence without my daughter. So in fact, the answer to McCulgan's question is complex. It began in the practice of telling stories that my mother started for me. She used to tell stories about Brer Rabbit, and to be honest, I never knew if they were out of a book that had been written by somebody, or because they came out of her mouth and they appeared to come out of her head. And it was only some time later that I discovered that there were a whole series of books about Brer Rabbit. But did my mother change the stories? Did she amend them? I don't to this day know. Not sure my 86-year-old mother would be able to answer the question, but maybe I will ask it to her soon again. Stories are like that. The listener often doesn't know where the story starts and where the story ends. And in my mind, the story is in the mind, is also being constructed in the mind of the listener. In other words, I, as a erstwhile storyteller, my daughter as an erstwhile storyteller, we're creating an experience. Incidentally, experience for ourselves, but we're offering an experience to others. If they wish to, they can make the story theirs and they can imagine whatever they like. And it is not for me as a storyteller to remove any of the truth that somebody feels. This is imaginative stuff. Does it really matter? Well, it does matter. It matters a lot to some people. The truth of, did I make up the story? Well, let me say to Mac that I never knew where the princess story was going from the very first moment way back when Omani Dot told me who was going to be in the story. I ran with it. She had no idea where the story was going either. So neither of the storytellers knew where the story was going. And to be honest, I don't know where the story has been, because I don't know what parts of the story, what elements of the story, what features of the story have been turned and twisted and bent and shaped by the listener's imagination. And in fact, we all know that if I ask two people to repeat the story, summarize back the story, that their summaries will differ. And that's a wonderful thing. This is not about eyewitnessing. This is about imagine witnessing. So the story was always organic. The story had a backstory. Some of the characters in the princess story were in an earlier story, weren't they? Who do you remember from the earlier stories? Can I remind you of a little creature that came up from under the ground in the princess story? Can I remind you? The worm! The worm! Now, when did the worm first come into your life?
At the king's story.
In the king's story. That was the story about the king who desperately wanted to kill dragons. That's where the worm came from. The king who became a writer. The king who became a poet. And that's a very, very long story. That story took a whole holiday to tell, didn't it?
Well, it wasn't longer than the princess. No.
Really?
Yeah.
I've lost track. I don't know which is the longest story. But the whole point is that characters slip from one story to another. So, McColgan, you were right. You were right. You sensed it right. The story wasn't being read out of a book. There is no written version of the princess story. And the princess story is... I mean, I guess there must be 50 stories in the princess story. Ones that come into my mind are... There's the octopus story. There's the eagle story. There's the story of the dreams. You know, so it was life. It's also a story, as you know, who've listened to it. It's a story about a father who is influencing his daughter, but who is also influenced by his daughter. So it's also a story of... Do you think the pony story is better than the princess story?
Maybe.
Exactly. And then there's the dolphin story. We had the story about the dolphins that nobody has yet heard.
No, that wasn't really mine.
So, McColgan, I'd like to publicly thank you for asking the storyteller where the story came from. There is no better way of finding the answer to a question than putting it directly. Perhaps.